Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
But you can't do that. But there's a growing process there. And so I think that as we look at his situation, just like Ryan said, he went through and battled his tail off in regards to doing a lot of good things for us. And is there areas where he can improve? Absolutely. Are there areas where we can improve as a coaching staff to help him? Yes. And so that's stuff that, like Ryan just said, we're 3 days out. We'll evaluate all that. There'll be some great conversations from us as coaches with these players, which is so valuable to get feedback from. And then you use that to figure out where your weaknesses were as coaches and players to get you better for next year.
Adam Hogue.
Hey, Ryan, I'm going to ask you a similar question I asked Ted earlier, but because he was talking about the culture and how other football is the culture that other teams want. I think we're all well aware of how you guys like and feel about the people that are in this organization, but how do you take it from that to a winning football culture?
For sure. I think when we talk about culture, and I do think there's a lot of teams in this league, guys, that would not come out of it, the six-game stretch we went through. And I do think that speaks to, we say culture, but I think it speaks to the coaches, and I think it speaks to the young talent on our team. Like, there's a lot of young players that stepped up down that stretch to get us into the playoffs. That's true. I know one of the questions asked earlier was, are we closer to a 12-4 team or an 8-8 team? There are a lot of things that we went through this year that all teams are going through in an unprecedented year. And I think we learn as we go through those moments and we become stronger. I think there's a development of a lot of young key players on our team that have gotten better, that are foundational pieces for us as we go forward. Do we hit our goals? No, Adam, like there was inconsistency on offense. We know that. And some second half struggles on defense and inconsistency at a quarterback position that's critical to our success. But I think it's on us now to take this time, take a deep breath, take out emotion, identify what the problems are, and then use this offseason to fix it. And that's on me. Like, I get it. Like, it's on me to supply better players to our coaching staff to win games. And at the end of the day, that's all that matters.
Deion Miller.
Ryan, will you explore re-signing Mitch, or do you see both sides really benefiting from a break from that? That's it, pretty much.
Yeah, I would say, Deion, everything's on the table right now. Just as we just come up 3 days off a game, everything's on the table. I think, as you know, Deion, the first step is everybody take a deep breath. We got evaluations coming in from all of our coaches and scouts and our own players. We'll get together as a staff. We'll evaluate our own roster. I really want to take our time doing that. I don't care how long it takes. Us just being honest and going through every single player and getting every single person's opinion on each player. And then from there, we'll make decisions on what we're going to do. But it starts with getting that part right, and everything's on the table right now.
Brad Biggs.
Yeah, I had a question for each of you guys. Ryan, to start with you, actually I had two for you. The offensive line, do you see some solutions that maybe you guys kind of walked into in the second half of the season in regards to a position group that struggled early in the year and you had some injuries? And then second, with the salary cap for 2021 being potentially what it could be and knowing that every move would have a future implication, do you still plan to be aggressive?
Yeah, I think when we talk about the offensive line, it's an important position of focus for us. And I think, Brad, your point is accurate. As we went through the season and we talked about solutions and, you know, we kind of get to that midway point and it's the bye week. And, you know, Matt and I spent a lot of time on the board just drawing up different combinations of offensive linemen that we could put out there to get a better result. And I thought that was one of the things we were all proud of this year, was establishing that lineup that I think really sparked our run game, better pass protection for a variety of reasons. Guys like Sam Mustipher stepping up, you know, Cody stepping up at left guard, you know, Fetty unselfishly bumping out, playing well at right tackle, and same thing with Alex Barrs. So that was something that just kind of, because of necessity, kind of came together. And I think we found out a lot about those players. That's exciting going forward. Losing James Daniels earlier in the year, I think that hurt. And it'll be good to get him back just to have competition with our interior offensive linemen. But Brad, the offensive line is something we're always going to look at. And there's a variety of ways that we can continue to improve it. And it's on us. You know, every team's going to have these same cap restraints as we head into it. And it's on us to make the right decisions, get creative when we have to, make hard decisions when we have to, and make sure we shore up that position in every way we can. And that's what we'll do.
Will you be aggressive with the cap, knowing that there's future implications? You know, creating
we got to be conscious. Yeah, they're obviously, as you know, every year there's ways to create cap space. And those are all important decisions that we have to make. You know, it kind of starts with that, evaluating our own roster and talking about some of those things. That's real. That'll be out throughout our whole team, though. And then, you know, analyzing what's out there in free agency, but being conscious and being responsible, knowing exactly what you're talking about. And then really understanding the draft and the depth in the draft at certain key positions is important.
Matt, will you have the ability
Chicago Bears press conference here on Bernstein and Rahimi on Sports Radio 670 The Score, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
Opportunity to roll over the contracts of your assistant coaches.
That's all stuff that we're going to go through here. I mean, we're literally just out of this thing. So we'll Ryan and I will get together and we'll go through all that.
JJ.
Ryan, Allen Robinson told us a couple days ago that he believed that a deal could have been done between himself and you guys for a contract extension. So why was a deal not done with Allen Robinson? And then the second part of that is, would you consider using the franchise tag on him, knowing he's not a big fan of that, to say the least?
Yeah, JJ, those are all things that we got to work through. When I think about the list of things we need to talk about this offseason, obviously that's a big decision and a big part of it. You know how we feel about Allen, how respected he is in the building. But to get into specifics on his contract, you guys also know I'm not going to get into that. In regards to the franchise tag, I would just say everything's on the table. You know, the league gives us tools for a reason. But right now, we're just going to keep all those talks internal. Out of respect to Allen, out of respect to his agent, I just think those are best just handled in a private manner.
Colleen Kane.
Ryan, a couple about the defense for you. Just what gives you faith that the defense can return to an elite level? And also just what was your evaluation about why Robert Quinn didn't produce as you expected this season?
Yeah, you know, you look at the defense and we have so much pride in our defense. And it's, you know, we've invested a lot on our defense, Colleen, as you know. And, you know, we started off strong in so many areas defensively. And then, you know, there was some regression the second half of the season. Those are just the facts. And I think there's a combination of factors why, and that's what we're looking into. I think when we talk about taking a deep breath and then analyzing our team, that's one of the things we really got to look at. You know, we didn't hit expectations on that side of the ball in the second half of the season. It was surprising, and in some ways it was disappointing. And that's something we're definitely going to look at, you know, and we all need to be better. That includes me adding more talent to that side of the ball. I think injuries, Colleen, affected us over there. It started with, you know, Eddie Goldman and Roy Robertson-Harris, Screen, Jalen Johnson, not having Roquan at the end as good as he was playing, and just the leader he is, the captain he is in the field. That was significant. And then we had Khalil playing through an injury. So those are all factors with the defense, and that's going to be an important offseason discussion. With Quinn, you know, as we go back, you know, Robert's a player that's had consistent pass rush production throughout his career in our league. And of course, we would have wanted more production this season. I know he's really hard on himself. He feels the same way. I think there's a variety of reasons why maybe that didn't happen. He sets really high standards for himself. We expect him to rebound. I think having an off season, being with us, I think that'll bode well for him. But together with him and with us and our plan, we got to find a way to help him get more production. And I believe that he will. I think, you know, especially in the later part of the season, you felt his presence. You felt his quarterback pressures. That percentage rate went way up, just affecting the quarterback. But at the end of the day, he expects more production. And it's our job to help facilitate that.
Kevin Fishbane.
A question for both of you guys. You know, Matt, I know we talked about play calling a lot, but it seemed to get a little confusing down the stretch. There were some reports coming out. Are you able to clarify just kind of specifically how involved you were in game play calling it down the stretch? And then is there a decision yet on the play caller for next year? And then my follow-up to Ryan would be, what role, Ryan, do you have in that decision?
Yeah, so Kevin, so two things. Number one, we'll get into the whole that whole part of it here as we go through, and I meet with every coach, which I'm in the process of doing here, you know, every day here this week. You go through all the strengths and weaknesses of what we want to do and how we can get better. And then as far as the play calling for this year and how things went, again, I've told you about the collaboration, and I can, you know, I'll just, everything has been the same as it was the last 6 to 7 weeks. Nothing's changed there. So it's been a great collaboration. Nothing changed the last couple of weeks or anything like that. I just appreciate the coaches and what they've done, and Bill and what he's done, and the other guys as well. So that's something that what we'll do here in this offseason is talk about all that in the process. And y'all know too, like we're in this process right now where there's sometimes moving parts for everybody for good reasons. And so you just got to kind of work through that. We're in that stage right now. So we'll get into all that later here down the road.
Kevin, to answer your question on my part, I think when it comes to play calling and things like that, what I really appreciate is that Matt and I will talk about every subject. So I can be a sounding board for him when he's bouncing off different ideas or thoughts with that. And he can be a sounding board for me when it might come with our personnel department or scouts or other support staff we have. And it's just good to have that to go back and forth. And sometimes I think in the season, I can kind of be maybe a 30,000 foot view for him. And then as we get into the draft, he can do that for me. So I think that's really helpful. What I do respect with Matt is this, the humility that he operates with. So when we're in season and we're searching for solutions, and we talked about the offensive line change up earlier, and Matt's talking about, you know, anything he's got to do with the play calling, I just think that speaks to who he is. He has humility in doing what's best for our team. And then I know we keep on using the word collaborative, but it's so real. And that applies to our offensive staff too. And I'd go in there and I just see Matt and Laser and Ragone and Flip and just the continuity that those guys have. I think it's strong. I think it gives us a lot of confidence. And I think it's just going to get better going forward, just the way those guys work together. And I think it was evident down the stretch this year.
Mark Potash.
with all due respect, Ryan, what specifically was the misevaluation that led you to choose Trubisky over Mahomes and Watson? And what specifically have you learned from that mistake that will help you get it right this time?
Yeah, you know, I think, again, I get the question, Mark, and, you know, we're focused now. I think what you just said is like, what did you learn as we go forward and making sure in any acquisition we make that we're doing it the right way? You know, I think, and I don't think I would say this, the chapter, we still got a lot of decisions to make. I mean, the season just ended 3 days ago. So we have a lot of things we got to work through with a lot of decisions on our roster, including quarterbacks. So some of those things still got to unfold. But the key word to me is taking this on together with our scouts, and not just with Matt, with the coaches that he has around him. I really feel strong, especially with the quarterback position, when you talk about Matt and Ragone and Flip and Laser, and us just taking on a lot of these tasks together. That's what gives me confidence.
Jason Leisure.
Ryan, you talked about ownership giving you an opportunity this season. After 6 years with a losing record, with some big personnel moves that haven't worked out, how do you defend the work that you've done here and make the case that you deserve that opportunity?
And Jason, I think you do learn and improve through experiences, Jason. I think you've probably felt that in your career, you know, as you go through things. I can confidently say I'm a lot better at this with each year of experience. I can confidently say there aren't a lot of teams that have the relationships that we have in our building to make good decisions together. I know we got a lot of work ahead. I know we got a lot to build on too. There's a lot of good young pieces on here for us to build on top of. And I'm just excited to take these things on together. You know, I think if we talk about, you know, how have you learned? How have you improved? I think we're all doing that. And, you know, one thing this league teaches you, and Matt and I were just talking about this the other day, you're either humbled or you're about to be humbled. We've made mistakes. Yes. Are we learning and evolving? Yes. Are there some things that I would do different if I could go back on a variety of decisions? And sometimes they're not just all roster decisions. Yes. But I think that I had the humility to learn from those things and be better from those things and then take them on together with a unified staff. So that's what gives me confidence.
Hub Arkush.
Morning, guys. This is for both of you. For whatever reason, there's some confusion about how much time remains on your contracts. And, you know, I don't want to get into your personal business, but it's pretty well established in this business that managers might have acted or worked differently depending on whether they're in the final year of deals, how much time they have left to go. So I wonder, and it makes it really hard for us to report accurately and fairly without understanding what might be causing some of these decisions. So I'm wondering if you'd mind sharing with us how much time you do have left on your contracts.
You know, Hub, I respect the question and I totally get why you're asking it, but it's no different than player contracts. And for us, honestly, the entire focus, and you got to believe me when I say this, the whole focus is on getting this team right and doing what's best for it. It's not about our contracts. It's about what's best for the team. And if you just keep it that simple, talking about contracts, that's a selfish way to look at things. To me, it's what's best for our football team. And that's all that matters.
Well, Ryan, with
Bears all this- press conference and all its Bearsness on Sports Radio 670, The Score, and Bernstein and Rahimi. And it's brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
Yeah, and to me, Hub, that's just a non-factor in anything we're doing. I understand why you're asking it, but to me, it's just all about what's best for the team and without getting into contract durations or any specifics.
Mark Grody.
Hi guys, Ryan. I respect your answer earlier on wanting to keep the, you know, what they have talked about, what you guys have talked about with Allen Robinson in-house as far as the contract is concerned. But did you speak with Allen Robinson at all this year? Because he did express frustration through social media and then with us the other day as well. Did you talk to him during the season to tell him, hey, we're gonna get to this?
Yeah, you know, we did talk. And Mark, it's always a balance with players in season with their contracts. You're always trying to strike a balance. You never want that to be a distraction. But ultimately, I care about Allen and you know, and his focus. You know, so Allen and I have talked about that. Allen and I have a good relationship. He's a highly intelligent football player. And then of course Joey Lane has had regular dialogue with his agents, especially at that point in time. But you know, I think those things, you know, it's a two-way street. And those are just things we got to work through, you know, and without getting into the details and specifics. But to answer your question, yes, I did talk to Allen about it. And we have had a lot of discussions about that.
We're going to take just a couple more for Ryan and Matt. Pat Finley.
I have a defensive question for each of you. Matt, what are you looking for in a new defensive coordinator? And do you have anybody on staff that might make sense? And also, do you think it's a more popular or as attractive of a job as it was 2 years ago? And then for Ryan, you mentioned that Khalil was hurt. Is he going to need surgery, and is anybody else going to?
So I'll start off first, Pat. And so I really want to start off by just saying, number one, thank you to Coach Pagano. I mean, when you sit back and you realize what this man has been through and what he's done for this league and what he's done for so many coaches in this league, including myself, and what we've learned from him, not just as a coach, but as a person, this guy's been through it all. And I'd be remiss if I didn't just thank him from all of us, what he's given to us the past 2 years. I did not know Chuck at all from the past 2 years or prior to these last 2 years. And what he's brought to us and what he's taught us, everybody in our family here, is second to none. And so for him to come to me yesterday morning and break the news to me and just say it's time to call it a career and he's going to walk away, and he's sacrificed, his family sacrificed so much for him, and now it's time for him to sacrifice for them. He's at total peace with it. And so I just think that, again, thank you, Coach, for that. And he's gonna be a great granddad and enjoy that family time. And then as far as, you know, the next defensive coordinator and working towards that, as you all know, that process for me and for us in this building is something that is we obviously take very seriously, and it's going to be very thorough. In my short career as a head coach, I've learned a lot of different things as I grow. And, you know, one of them is you're put in this role to make decisions with the hires and the fires. And so right now in this time with Chuck leaving and retiring, this is going to be a very important hire. And, you know, we have a lot of great guys internally on staff, and obviously there'll be people outside as well. So that's a big process. I look forward to it. I think that we'll get on that here ASAP.
I'll follow up, Pat, with your question. I think, first of all, with Chuck, I just want to kind of echo what Matt said. You know, beyond football, and you guys know Chuck, just the person he is, the man that he is, I personally just learned so much from him. And that's past football. That's just the human being that he is, and the things that he's been through and the experiences that he's had. I think we're all better from being around Chuck Pagano the last 2 years, and just appreciate him immensely. Going through any of the injuries, you know, we're still doing a lot of the exit physicals as we kind of hit the midway point of this week. I think with Khalil, and I would say back to the injuries right now, I don't anticipate any major surgeries as we go through it, but we're still gaining some of that. But I don't anticipate anything significant. I don't think that's the case with Khalil. His shoulder, as he was on the injury report, you know, that was real. And I think we appreciate the way that he fought through that. You know, he played through that injury, and that was real. The only other injury update I think I can give for you guys would be Tariq, as he's recovering from the knee surgery. And obviously a player we missed. Huge part of our offense, a huge part of our special teams. We'll be excited to get him back. He's been working really hard. Just to have him in our building rehabbing, just to have his energy around our team, I think is important and infectious. And we're hopeful to have him ready for a training camp. That'd be Tariq.
We're going to do one more. Deion Miller.
Ryan, with instability at quarterback, back-to-back 8-8 regular seasons, how close or far do you feel like this team is from climbing out of that NFL mediocrity where they sit right now? And how should Bears fans feel about the state of the team after what they've heard this morning?
Yeah, you know, I think we talk about the quarterback position and how critical that is to any team's success. And we understand that. And that's why, you know, it'll be a big focus of us and a big decision for us. And, you know, you talk about, you know, 8-8 not being good enough and losing in the first round of the playoffs not good enough. So how do we bridge that gap, you know, to some of those other teams and where we aspire to be? And to me, I look at it as continuing to add young talent to our team. Again, we feel like we have a young core, but we need to add more to that. We need to provide our coaches with better weapons on both sides of the ball. Fortunately, in this draft, you know, we expect to have approximately 8 draft picks. We have our first round pick, our second round pick, our third round pick. So we do have ammunition in the draft, and we have some creative things that we can do this offseason as well, even with possibly a lower cap number. I think about our Bears fans, and I think about it all the time. And this is my 6th season in Chicago. I went to college in this state. My wife is from this state. My in-laws are all from this state. They're all passionate Bears fans. I know the passion and pride that all of our fans have. And to be honest, it's a tremendous driving factor when you talk about being obsessed to do whatever you can to give them something to be grateful for. And I know what this team means to this entire region. I know what our success means to this entire region. And look, Deion, this year has been hard on everyone. And I know that. And beyond the sport of football, I know that we can provide that escape and some happiness to our fans. So I get the frustration. Trust me, I understand. I get it. 8-8, it's not good enough. And I accept that. We have greater expectations for ourselves and for the team. And all I can say is that we'll put our heads down. We'll work. We'll do everything we can in our power to elevate this team, to get it into a position that it needs to be in. It's something that our fans can be proud of. That's a promise.
Yeah, Deion, you know, I just want to jump in real quick and second that in regards to what he just said. I think that's real. And just for all of us to realize, I mean, we wouldn't want it any other way in regards to the extreme passion that our fans and our city has. I mean, there's that's a beautiful thing. And, you know, that's not something that we take lightly or that we just put by the wayside, or we care about all that. And we understand that. And that's what motivates you. Is and for our players too, you know, we just like George said in regards to the fans not being there, you know, we live by that, we love that, and we take this challenge head on, and just like Ryan said, we're going to put our head down and we're going to do everything we can to get everybody to be happy, which is by winning and doing it together, which is what the only way and the only thing that we know. So that part's exciting. And we're really looking forward to it. And we appreciate all you guys, throughout this entire season. And Ryan and I are looking forward to doing that here as we move forward.
That's going to conclude our question and answer for Coach and Ryan.
That was an 87-minute insult to you, the Chicago Bear fan. I used the word astonishing before. That is telling you that everything is fine, and if you think otherwise, you're wrong. So enjoy that. That's what you've just been told as a Bears fan. This is what you get. And as long as they're collaborating, and as long as they're using each other as sounding boards and working together, and we see all these people in the building, and they all get along great, the record doesn't matter. the success or failure doesn't matter. They're collaborating. Everything's fine. But don't ask how long their contracts are. Your Chicago Bears. Wow.
With other owners, by the way. Your competition. That's where I heard the outside opinion comes from.
The competition's loving
the
this.
Other owners in the league who compete against you.
I can't believe they multiple times used a 6-game losing streak as an evidence of why they should continue doing what they're doing. They spun a 6-game losing streak as a positive multiple times. Look how we dealt with adversity. You caused the adversity by sucking at football. It's your adversity. It's a 6-game losing streak. Well, you know, look how we stuck together through adversity. We were so bad, but we stuck together through being bad. Well, what about the being bad? What about the being bad? We stuck through it. Look how we did. Look how together we were when we were bad. Completely brushing aside the being bad. I don't know. Everything's upside down.
You lost together. That's what I heard. I heard you guys say you lost together. They also got out of the losing streak by virtue of a schedule. You beat the Jaguars, the Texans, and the Vikings.
We know we need to get better. No,
this
you don't.
This is the highest level of professional sport in the number 3 market in the country. That was fascinating.
Have you ever heard anything like that in your life? I mean, confidence in it, the confidence in their collaboration. What are the results of your collaboration? And also the smarminess of not answering questions. By the way, great job, Bears Media. I'm dead serious. That's how you do it. That's how you work together. That's how you follow up. That's how you keep asking questions. All those voices you know so well because you hear them so often on Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's how it's done. Not can you talk about, not can you address, ask, and then the smarmy. I respect that question. Yeah, I get the question, but they're not going to answer it. They can't even tell you how long their damn contracts are because that's some state secret right now. I get
the
question.
And by the way.
Then answer it.
By the way, player contracts are public. We know exactly for how long they are. And we also know exactly what the terms of the money are. I don't understand that either. He said that and I'm like, what? That's not even true. Like, it's just not true. We know how long player contracts are. And they talk about their contracts. And to that end, he said that we respect Allen Robinson. We don't actually. You haven't spoken. We don't. And if the contract is the proof of how much you respect him, then you don't want him back on your team. Or you want to franchise him. But I don't want this to get away from us. This is why we ask people to speak. This is why we ask them to speak more often. It's not for our own egos. It's because we have genuine questions that we need answered on behalf of you and us. But it's all of us together. I used to love the word collaborative before today.
they said we have exactly the right football culture. Based on what?
You are ignoring the metrics that actually measure success. Scores and wins and losses.
Well, the losses were good. Maybe next year, if they have an 8-game losing streak, then they can get their contract extensions because look how well we stuck together. Look how happy we were coming to work during a 6-game losing streak. They actually had the audacity to present that today as a positive. And then when asked, what's an example that you're headed in the right direction to win the Super Bowl? The answer is Darnell Mooney. That's your answer?
Yeah.
Darnell Mooney's a guy.
That was the one positive I heard.
That's it. That was literally the answer. Darnell Mooney was the answer. A number 2 or number 3 decent wide receiver, which are pretty much a dime a dozen on every team around the league, and some teams have 4 or 5 of those guys. That's the answer. And then all the other questions, what did you learn from the mistake you made with Mitchell Trubisky? Didn't answer. Didn't even admit a mistake. How is that going to be? Well, I'm always refining our process. He said our process is the same. He said our process is the same, but I'm always refining it.
He also said that because he has Matt Nagy, Ragone, DeFilippo, and Lazor, that gives him confidence. Because he has other people, that gave him confidence.
This was
that
an
doesn't
exercise.
Make any sense.
No, this was a total exercise in double speak and diffusion. And it is the opposite of accountability. They think if they say accountability enough, people are going to be held accountable. And all they do is by constantly referencing accountability and then spreading out and diffusing everything over larger bodies of work and over time, all they do is actually take away the very same accountability they are discussing. This was galling. This was galling. I don't care what kind of business you run. Anybody where there's a hierarchy of actual responsibility, there's an actual scoreboard. There is a literal scoreboard. And the way any of us are held to any standard by the generation of revenue, by whatever markers of success there are, and then to have the nerve to say, looking at the actual scoreboard that showed six consecutive losses that sunk your season, that was a good thing. That's where you learned you had the great football culture and everything was good. I mean, this is absolutely upside down.
I knew we were in for something along these lines, but I didn't know to the level of extreme it was going to be.
I warned you.
I am baffled.
It was worse than I thought, though. It was worse than I thought.
This is exceptional. Yeah, I mean, we knew based on their activity that this was going to be the case, but we didn't know to what end. But here are a couple of things that I took away. Just, I know we got to go to break. And I know you want to speak to us. The text line has been blowing up. My phone has been blowing up. I know people are calling, so call us. Yeah, vent. Let's do this together. But Darnell Mooney was a positive. Because Ryan Pace has other people to help him look at a draft, he feels better. Apparently, you can learn on the job in these two situations. You still think about the Eagles game where the coach who beat you has been fired despite winning the Super Bowl. And you're going to lose together. That's what I got out of this.
That is Leila Rahimi. I'm Dan Bernstein. Our phone number is 312-644-6767, and you are listening to The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With all due respect, Ryan, what specifically was the misevaluation that led you to choose Trubisky over Mahomes and Watson? And what specifically have you learned from that mistake that will help you get it right this time?
What did you say? What was that?
Whoa, I said it with all due respect.
That doesn't mean you get to say whatever you want to say to me.
Sure as heck does.
No, it doesn't mean that.
It's in the Geneva Convention. Look it up.
They didn't answer it anyway, so it didn't matter. I get the question, but I'm going to answer a question that I am asking myself instead rhetorically.
Every decision JJ Stankovic, I make is the right thing for the franchise.
JJ Stankovic asked it too. Do you remember? He said, yep. You've gotten three chances. What makes you think you're going to hit a home run on the fourth strike?
And that wasn't answered. Well, here we are. That was an hour and a half of the Bears gaslighting you is what that was. And we're finding out what you think at 312-644-6767. Somebody texted in, this is the worst Layla Wednesday ever.
It is. It really is.
No. I mean, you got to say, these things have to be exposed. They really do. Let's start with Patrick Patrick just dropped. It's Dre on the west side. Hello, Dre.
Layla and Dan, good afternoon-ish, I guess I can say. Well, I can't even say it's a good afternoon because of what I just heard. These guys are, whoa. Excuse me, I have to say this. These guys make my ass itch because this was like by far the worst conference. The easiest questions to answer, what makes you think that you're going to get it right the fourth time? And the guy can't answer the question. So why is he still holding this position? Why do we have to hear this for, it seems, another 3 to 5 years, because they're obviously not answering questions on contracts, which is public records, as Layla has stated. But, of course, we're not going to hear about that. You still haven't signed Allen Robinson. You bring up Darnell Mooney, and I'm not saying that, like, he's not a good player, but he's not a number one. So you're still going to need a number one. You still need a quarterback. Where are we going? We are going into the plummets of hell. That's all I got to say. They need to figure it out.
Can't you morons do anything right?
That is a great first call. And this yeah. idea that they can't answer a question for how much time is on your contract. It's why? Why evasive on that? And what that just makes you look like. If you can't answer that, well, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. Yeah, it does.
Credit Good to Hub, too, for explaining why we need to know. That is important. When we talk a lot about this stuff, I don't know that we do a good enough job sometimes of explaining why it's important. And he's saying, we need to report more accurately on you. This will help us report better. This is a common thought and fact with a lot of other teams. Why can't you answer this question?
I'm telling you, I've never heard anything like that in my life. I think that blows away the we need massive change, but we value continuity press conference. I think that may be the all-timer right there. That by the time we get some distance from this, that is just it was an absolute symphony of gaslighting, of different existences.
I'm going to talk to other owners to get the opinion on my team. Owners who I compete against. One of them, by the way, being the owner of the Steelers. And do you know what Mike Tomlin said on Twitter today? I forget who pointed me to this on Twitter, but credit to you. Mike Tomlin today said, quote, I'm not going to maintain status quo and hope that the outcome changes. That's the definition of insanity.
Sucking.
I'm rarely at a loss for words, but I am as close as I've ever been today. And by the way, we are going to talk to Hub tomorrow at 10. We'll have Kevin Fishbane on at 11, and we're going to be able to get some more thoughts on what just was perpetrated on us right there. I think Patrick and Racine is back. He's on the score. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, thanks for having me, y'all. I know damn well they're concerned about people coming through that turnstile, putting their butt down in the seats, and that seemed like that's the only thing that they're concerned about. As far as this franchise going anywhere, man, they full of dog landmines, man. They are full of crap, man. They don't care anything about the fans with the answers that they were given from the reporters giving them, you know, just asking simple questions. They just dance all around it. It's just They lost their standing, man. I've been a fan for the Bears, man, since 1983, but they are full of dog minds. I'm done with them. I'm done.
We're not going anywhere. Come on. we're going to say it, but we're not going anywhere because they're the Bears, and they know it, and that's what allows them to do something like that because they know we're not going anywhere. NIU Dave and Woodridge, you're next. I'm Bernstein and Rahimi on the Score.
It's really too bad Who You Crapping isn't around. My God. My God, that would be wonderful to participate in that segment.
Well, you can say the same things. You just don't have to tag it with that catchphrase.
Exactly. Layla, imagine if we had a drinking game where every time the words collaboration was said, we had to do a shot. Nobody would get anything done in Chicago today. We'd all be hammered.
A shot? My liver would fall out of my body and I would die.
Okay, let's not do it then. I can't believe all these things like the way they collaborate and they admit to mistakes, but they won't answer questions about those mistakes is ridiculous. And there are two specific things I wanted to address real quick. It was said that the Bears are constantly reaching out to season ticket holders. No, they're not. I am one. I haven't got more than a survey or two in all the years I've been a season ticket holder. So I'd like to know how they're reaching out because I'm not seeing it. Secondly, when I think it was George McCaskey said that Ryan Pace is evaluated on his entire body of work. Well, then look at the entire body of work. He also admitted that the team is not, they're closer to the 8-8 than 12-4. This team is not getting any better. Despite all the great questions about specifics, benchmarking, what are you doing wrong? What are you not doing? What is the measure of success? They won't say a word. This is just garbage. This team is really horribly, horribly run. And I'm really getting sick of it. I'm really getting sick of it. I don't know what else to do, guys. Thanks a lot. So let me vent.
Thanks, Dave. But you're not going anywhere either. And next year, and as we lead into the first game or the moment training camp is there, we're talking about players. We're all going to be there. That's what underpins the fact that they're allowed to do this. There's no standards. It's sports. There's a scoreboard. There are results. There are championships. There are trophies. There are parades.
Yeah, there are a ton of ways to actually measure whether or not you're a successful football team. And you get one every week. Every single week, after every quarter even. Even after every touchdown or field goal, you can tell.
It's amazing. You actually know if you're better than the other team based on how many points you score or prevent them from scoring. And then when it translates to the higher levels, they've got no clue. It's all a flim-flam.
You're constantly being measured. Constantly. It's really cool like that. It's pretty direct, like it's real time.
Nope, they're measured by collaboration. That's they're collaborating. It's fine. There's a lot of people there around, and they talk, and they decide on things, and they learn, they refine their processes, and then it's completely disconnected from what actually happens in football games. It's a fascinating way to look at it, I have to say. Whew, in Evanston, here is Jeff on the Score.
Good afternoon, Layla and Dan. Love you guys' show.
Thanks,
the caller before the last caller said everything that I wanted to say. Today, Bears fans, we got a slap in the face. Everybody should be upset. I'm totally surprised at the Bears' non-transparency. They did a poor job of answering questions. Dan, Layla, I think what the fans need to do this coming season, we need to make a statement. We need to stay out of the stadium, and we need to, like, tune out, man. I'm not saying not be a Bears fan no more, but we need to tune out as much as possible and keep our expectations in check because we're not going anywhere no time soon.
Not at all. A lot of Chicago's looking at Green Bay.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Well, that's a sampling of the response, but this is one where I can actually sort of hear and feel how hard those phone lines are blinking right now. And there's going to be more throughout the day as we react on all our shows. We will hand the baton to Lawrence Holmes next on the Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.